Nikki Hill and Galantis in a track called Run. Running into your Thursday. Taking us just the other side of 7:15. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Radio Life and Style. And I hope you're off to a running start already. If you're not, don't worry. We'll get you up to speed right now. Because in the studio with us, it's your local running club, the Dolphin Coast Striders. And giving you a roundup of all the hot stuff on the running calendar as we get ready to wrap up 2024 and race into 2025. And on the microphone with me this morning, I've got New Dolphin Coast Riders Club Captain Nick Akampora is in the house. How you doing, Mr. Nick?
Hello, Mike. Hello, everyone.
Just sprinted in the nick of time.
Straight from the run.
Well done, man. And alongside you, in good company with Karen Hellens, who is the events coordinating volunteer in the club. And Karen, how you doing today?
Good. How are you guys?
Great to have you in the studio and to be looking at where things are heading with the Dolphin Coast Striders as we have a final club night celebration on the cards for this evening, I believe, and setting course for the new year 2025. Let's dive straight in and look at what the new year holds, because I believe, Nick, you've been hard at work whipping together a new 2025 running program, is that right?
Always hard at work, Mike. They call me the mad scientist at the club. Some people love it, some people hate it, but at the end of the day, it gets the results for the club members. But yes, we've got quite a cool lineup for the new year. There's obviously quite a lot of races early on, a lot of half marathons that the running club program will basically cater for. Mm. But the main obviously takes you to Two Oceans and it takes you to Comrades. So as part of being a club member, you get to follow the running programs that we put out. You get to train with the members and we get to build you up towards these major goal races.
Wow, epic stuff. And if you are someone who has long had a bucket list wish to tackle one of these iconic races, this is the perfect way to get on board with a program that is designed to take you the distance and to get you there, even if you're a relative newbie. And on that note, never been a better time to be signing up and becoming a club member. But, you know, why do it solo? Why not get the whole family involved? Am I right, Karen? There's a cool focus for the new year and getting families signed up as a collective, right?
Yeah, so we've got two different package options. You've got your obviously single membership, and then you've got family memberships, which we're encouraging quite actively in the club. And then alongside that is trying to get our little juniors involved. So mom, dad, kids, everybody sign them up.
Yeah. Well, you got a name for the juniors, for the kids. What's the Dolphin Coast Riders tag?
It's pretty cool. It's the Pod Pup.
The Pod Pups. Yeah. I think that's super cool. Because, you know, the Pod Squad, that's the Dolphin Coast Riders. The next generation, the Pod Pup. I think if you've got a couple of energetic pups running around the house, this is the perfect way to get them aligned and signed up with a really cool group of people and burn off that energy and work towards some family fitness goals. I think it's absolutely the way to go for 2025 as an active community. We got Thursday, the 28th of November. It's the last Thursday of the month. Typically, that is a club night. I mean, Thursdays are normally time trial events, open to anyone in the community to come and lay down a time and go for a bit of a trot. But the last Thursday, normally it's a bit of a social affair. Bri fires are lit. And this is the last club night for 2024. Did I get that right?
Correct, yes.
What's in store? Is it just going to be a cool celebration of the year that was? And anything special on the cards?
Yeah, we've actually got... we've done a collab with Saucony and the guys from Run Collective, as well as... Correct me if I'm wrong. How do you say this?
Gilnocky Socks.
Gilnocky Socks. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, so they're going to be down at the club. You can come down, try on a pair of Saucony's, run the 4K or the 8K time trial. Run Collective are going to be doing some big giveaways. Obviously, normally we were going to be running our, what is it, the prize?
We have a huge raffle usually. Raffle. And just to add to that, Kazi, I think, you know, we touched on the Pud Pops. I think the ideal setup for bringing the kids down and trying out something that's quite manageable for them, whether it's the 1K loop or the 4K loop, we do encourage the kids to come down and run the time trial. I think that's the easiest way to get them involved in the club.
There you 100%. Go. And you don't have to be a club member yet to take part. You can just come and try it out and get into the groove. And even though this is the last club night of the year, there are still two cool social run events on the calendar before we wrap up 2024. The pub run and an adventure run as well. What's the story there?
The pub run is always a lot of fun, and obviously members, and we also allow outsiders to come and join us for that pub run. Essentially, this is on the 7th of December, and it's a social run where we run a little bit, but we mostly socialize over a couple of drinks. We run from one pub to the next, and then it ends up becoming a big draw at the end of the pub run at the clubhouse, and it's usually about a 4 or 5 kilometer that we try and get in between a couple of drinks. So it's a lot of fun, nice social ending to the year. And then we've got our adventure run, which usually is our Christmas Bay, Tinley Manor run that a lot of people may know. It often happens at the end of the year. This year we're throwing a spanner in it. We're changing things up, and we're going to be doing an adventure run, meaning we're going to be throwing in a mix of trail, a mix of road, a mix of climbing, a bit of beach, a bit of everything. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and that's on the 28th of December.
Awesome stuff. And if you want to find out more about these upcoming things and just more info on the club in general and rates and the whole deal for 2025, if you're keen to get signed up and get the family involved too, Kazi, where can folks find all the details online and on socials?
Correct, yeah. www.dolphincoastriders.co.za. And yeah, you can find our memberships there. And if you're stuck and you're not sure what it is that you're looking for, you can also always reach out to us and we'll gladly help you.
There you go. Otherwise, just pull on through to the club night this evening at the clubhouse. If you don't know where the Dolphin Coast Striders clubhouse is located, just around the corner from Waterbury's, around the corner from the Step Centre, on that corner.
In between.
You know, the skate park right kind of opposite the road. It's a well-known, just Google it really, Dolphin Coast Striders. It'll take you right there. And it'll definitely be not hard to spot this late afternoon, evening, as it'll be a hive of activity. And looking forward to putting a cool cap on 2024 and launching into 2025 with a running start in fine form. The Dolphin Coast Riders just seems to be going from strength to strength year on year. And we know 2025 is going to be one for the books as well.
Yeah, Mikey, and if I can just add quickly to that, you know, a lot of the time people see the running club as something that you have to be like a really good runner or an elite level runner in order to be able to come and join us. But I can guarantee you there's people there that are running 7-8 minute kilometers. There's a big bunch of a slower amount of people that also are trying to achieve these incredible goals like half marathons, like marathons. So if you ever felt like, no, that club is not for me, it is way out of my league, I can assure you that it is not. And there's a big community of slower runners that also want to achieve these goals.
So you'll find your pod within the bigger pod squad that'll be at your pace. And it's just a great way to connect with cool people, to make new friendships, and to get out, to get active, and to see the North Coast from a different perspective. So I'm all for it. The Dolphin Coast Riders, your local running club, they run this town. And they'll be running into 2025. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. And my special guests from the club in the studio with me, Nick Akampora, club captain, Karen Helens, events coordinating volunteer. And guys, we'll see you down at the club for a bit of a celebration a little bit later.
Thanks, Mike.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike.
You heard it.